Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Welcome back to DC Movie News. As always, we've totally got all of our stuff together very clearly off the top. Mikey Christmas left me hanging yet again.
I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. You want to know why I forgive you?
Why is that?
Because it's a moxie kind of day.
That it is. That it is, kiddo.
A moxie kind of day. I already tweeted out that Adam Gertler is playing with his wieners. And you know, so we can't be here because of that. But Mike, we have a big show today because I will say, I think the biggest news that took place all week was a DC related story. This was the story that I saw on every blog post, every publication. My sister called me and she doesn't even know anything about DC to ask me about it. And yes, that's right. I'm talking about the Ezra Miller situation.
It's so funny that you talk about that, Rox, because I only saw it on like one thing, but that just goes to show That just goes to show how much more in tune you are with the zeitgeist of pop culture than I am.
Yeah,
my culture bubble is very small.
When the people who follow me see a fight in the streets, they definitely take notice. We're also going to be talking about Batman and to what extent is it an origin story or is it not? And then there was a really interesting article in Vogue about Gal Gadot and why she actually decided that being cast as Wonder Woman made her want to have another baby that I thought was fascinating. All that and more today on DC Movie News. But
before
we get into it, Mike, let me just do the introduction and then
you're taking an hour. Jesus, I got a joke here I'm trying to throw down.
Okay, what's your joke?
No, do the intro now.
You guys know him, you love him. He's a Schmodown champion. He's a DC expert. It's Mike Kalinowski. Go ahead.
Yes, that's me. Yeah. You were going to say your fans talk to you about all that goes down in the streets. And as I say, my fans reach out to me when they need to talk about what's going on in the sheets.
Do they? Do they? On that note, Mike, how do your fans reach out to you?
Well, guys, should I talk about it at the end of the show or now, Rox?
Both. But
all right, guys,
we plug the crap out of this as much as we can, Mikey.
As you know, Twitter has been crap to me. I got suspended over a month ago. My suspension was released, and then some kind of appeal tried to go through, and I'm frozen. No one knows anything. Twitter support is saying that the issue is resolved. So I have started a new Twitter handle, unfortunately, but that is the thing. So, guys, I'm going to need all your help to reach out to everybody. I'm going to pin the hell out of this. YouTube it, Instagram it. It is at Mike Kalinowski _. So it's the same exact name. Just put that little _. I'm up there. You'll see it. That's me. It's got my website on it.
Mike,
help me build that back up, guys.
Just curious, what does YouTube it, Instagram it mean? It
means I'm going to go on YouTube and do a video. I'm going to go on Instagram and throw up a post and go live about it, Rox.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Also, our amazing producer in the house, Ryan Nilsson. Thanks for being here, Ryan.
Yo, I'm so excited. I'm putting in the chat all the @ Mike Kalinowski _. Emphasis on that _.
We need that _, or you're not getting any score.
That's
what?
Right.
That's the worst that I've ever come up
that's
with.
That's why people go to me for the intro on the sheets. You in the streets, me in the sheets.
It's just like not even how many times has somebody tweeted at you, Mikey, asking you for advice in the sheets?
I don't disclose that kind of information, Roxy.
Oh my
gentleman never kisses and tells.
All right, fine. And in case I didn't say it already, I'm Roxy Stryer, and I will be giving you all of your street advice for today. Let's get right into it with this street advice, because for those of you guys who have not seen it, maybe the followers of Mikey Christmas, where only one publication that you saw posted about this, Ezra Miller was caught on camera choking a fan and taking her to the ground. I don't know if we have the ability. Yes,
well,
we
there
do,
it goes.
To play the video. Thank you, Ryan. Okay, so you can see the hands around the neck. And yeah, he grabs her from the neck. And then it's a kind of a maneuver throw to the ground. Now, the interesting part about this video, well, there's several, but is the cameraman clearly is more concerned about going to help than finishing the duty of being the camera person, which makes me believe that despite a lot of people on the internet calling this a hoax,
right,
that it in fact is not, because otherwise the camera person would have kept recording. But of course, we don't know. Many, many sources are saying that this is real, but until we hear it from Ezra Miller, Warner Brothers, you know, it is still an alleged assault as opposed to a bit or something that the fan was in on. Mike, what do you think happened in this situation? Do you think that this is real?
You know, I don't know, but Ezra Miller to me is a character. I'm going to use that as the best term to describe this guy. From the different costumes he wears out, like in public, he always wants to put on a show. He's always like, it always seems like an act. Anytime we've seen him at Comic-Con when he comes on Hall H, he's got this, he came out with like a harp and a draped dress one time. Like, this guy seems like a clown. Like, so I don't know what to believe. When you got someone like this, it's not like Tom Cruise went and choked someone down. You know, this is a guy that's been known for dramatics and hysterics and whatnot. I don't know, man. But let me ask you this. The thing is, there's been no talk about this other than the fandom. Like, I've never seen news reports on this. I haven't seen, like, WB releasing press statements and stuff. Oh, he takes her down.
Yeah, he takes her down.
He goes down to Chinatown on that one. But look at her. Is she laughing? Like, she's like,
that's the thing. So I just want to give a little more information.
And where
on
are
this.
They? Are they in, where are they in? Like, a toy store? What is that?
So here is the you know, we are DC movie news. However, sometimes we are DC rumor news. And the rumor has it, Ezra Miller prior to this was at a bar. During his time at the bar, a fan came up to him. Said fan was bothering him. There was some kind of altercation. And both Ezra and the fan were asked to leave the bar. It is said that that happened like a half an hour before this took place. Now, is there a correlation? Is it the same fan? Did that even take place? Until we have more information on that, I'm only throwing it out there because that would add to the fact that this might be real. But I'm with you where it looks like, Mikey, she's kind of smiling. Now, that right. could be an egging him on smile, like, you won't do it kind of thing. I heard that she was saying insulting things to him.
I do have sound, again, if you guys want me to play it one more time. I do have the sound of the video.
Sure, yes, absolutely, okay. Ryan.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Here we go. Second, sorry. Absolutely. I guess the sound isn't playing. Sorry about that.
If there's sound on that video, we cannot hear it, Mike and I, but I have, maybe they can hear it at home, Ryan. Let us know, Ryan.
Yeah, I think they can hear it at home. Sorry about that.
Great. That's okay. So I'm glad that you guys were able to hear that. I've listened to it several times, though. But apparently, prior to filming, there was insults being thrown. But all of this, again, is speculation, and I'm really not sure. The question being, if this is real, if Ezra Miller did for some reason assault a fan, choke a fan.
Choke a be out. That's the saying, Rox.
And it does not help the situation. Not that it would be good if it was a man either, but it doesn't help the situation that it seems like
no,
a young
it's like,
woman.
It's like, he's a guy choking a woman. Like,
woman, yeah.
And he's a little guy too. Like, what are you doing?
So
what
if
are
this
you
is,
doing?
What are you doing? If this is real.
What are you doing?
Mike, if this is real, will there be consequences with his franchises, both Fantastic Beasts and DC?
Well, I've learned, Rox, and this is me personally, in this entertainment bubble of he said, she said, who said, we said, mm-hmm. you never know what to believe. Because look at the Amber
her and Johnny Depp. Similar.
For the while, we all believed her. Johnny Depp, everyone's cancel Johnny Depp, cancel Johnny Depp. Well, the truth came out. And now there's things where she's like painting bruises on herself, to kind of justify her claims. And it was proven that Johnny Depp didn't do all those things, or videotapes came out of her threatening him. And now people are wanting her canceled. So
which
we
was
don't
another,
know.
By the way, another actor in the Fantastic Beasts franchise. Fantastic Beasts, right? Not doing so hot in the last couple of years.
I don't know what to believe.
Well, I think that here, using our journalism skills, putting on our journalism hats for a second, if this was fake, I think immediately or within 24 hours, either Ezra Miller or Warner Brothers would have made an official statement saying this was a bit. The fan asked me to do this for video. She thought it would be funny. Additionally, if a fan did ask him to do this for some reason, it's strange to me that being as notable of a person as he is, that he would say yes to this. Yes, you can record that. Yes, you can release that. Well, yes, it will be funny if I choke you.
I'll say this.
Yes.
He seems like a person, like a Tom Cruise would never do that. Ezra Miller, I could see going along with the fan thing. And I say this, being a performer in like theme parks like I am, we have YouTubers that come to the park specifically to make content for their YouTube shows. Like there's a girl named Fatima. I don't know her. She's some big YouTube star that comes to the park with scripted questions to interact.
Fatima.
Fatima?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't give a crap about people that kind of Instagram, YouTube crap.
Okay. Tell them how you really feel.
You know how I feel. Rocks. But these people, they come to the park to interact with the performers and try and get them to say certain things or act a certain way. And then it goes on their YouTube channel. They make millions of followers. And then it's like, watch Scooby-Doo be mean to me. And she edited it in a way that it wasn't that. We've been dealing with this with my company for a very long time. So who knows if this is not a, like, why is this girl not come out and going, I'm pressing charges against Ezra Miller. This is this, this is that. There's been nothing on this on either side.
I think that maybe she's not, because if she did say insulting things, maybe this makes her look better than the full video or full truth coming out.
Okay, fair enough.
It just doesn't seem to me like there's nothing to this. If there was nothing to this, it would have been made clear already that this was nothing. So it does feel like something.
Do you, Roxy, because I did not see anything on like Hollywood Reporter, The Wrap, Deadline, like the Hollywood news sources that would have been all over this. And we are in a slow news time right now, a slow news cycle with everything that's going on. So these sources would be all over these kind of things. And I didn't see anything like that.
It started in Variety. It moved to The Wrap.
Okay, so it did. Again, yeah. I'm out of Twitter, so I don't know these things.
AV Club also posted about it.
Has Ezra's spokesman said anything? I mean, we haven't heard anything from him, right?
We have not heard one thing. At least I have not. Let me know in the chat, guys, by the way. Everybody who has been following this story for the last few days, please let us know if you have seen an update. Also, just so you guys know, every single Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, we are up on the Popcorn Talk Network. So you can join us live in here. Shout out to everybody who is. And while you are here, please give us a thumbs up. Please give us a 5-star if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the channel. That way you get notifications so you never miss a DC movie news or any of the other shows that are going on this awesome channel. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, to piggyback on what you're saying, Rox, the good thing is with this everything going on, we are actually been 1 p.m. on Friday for the past, 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Our schedules have cleared up, so
we are
actually able to-
It's 1 p.m. Fridays.
For everybody. So we're going to keep going this as long as we can and as strong as we can. So we thank you guys for being here with us.
I want to talk about the people in the chat right now and what they think about this situation.
What are they saying?
So Straight Edge Vegan Bell said maybe he paid her off. So that could be one reason she's not speaking right now.
Okay.
Maybe he did. Nobody else has heard much else about it. Eric Frederick says verbal confrontations are one thing. Physical ones are a whole other story. Completely. Sure. I'm not justifying him taking her to the ground if she said something.
Even if she called him ridiculous names, that doesn't justify anything to do that.
Absolutely not.
I got like what would possess him? I don't know. It's dumbfounding to me. This seems like a Mickey Rourke hitting some guy at a bar, but this is Ezra Miller attacking a girl. Like it's
Let me ask you straight up, Mike.
You're asking me?
I'm going to ask you, Mikey Christmas, straight up. If he did this, okay, might he lose the position of playing the Flash?
I don't know because we've seen stuff like this happen.
But you think
Hollywood.
Could he lose it? Is it possible that this makes him lose being the Flash?
I'll say this. I think the Flash is not on their priority list right now as far as films. I think this doesn't light a fire under anyone's butt at WB to get this made.
Let me ask you a follow-up. Should he lose his job if this went down? If this is not a bit, if this is real, should he lose his job as the Flash?
Rox, there's so many. Where do you draw the line between a guy that's hired to do a job and his personal life?
That's why I'm asking you. Are you able to draw that? Do you think that he should lose his job for this?
You'd have to ask me this if it was an actor I really liked. Like if Tom Cruise did this to some actor or to some person, he's my arguably favorite actor in the world. It would definitely change my opinion of the person. Ezra, I've always felt, is very weird. I could see this being – this reminds me of – do you ever remember the incident with Dennis Quaid? And it was a leaked audio tape of him on set going off on everybody on set. And then it came out, and it wasn't officially released, but they all staged it. And when they showed you the video of it, because at first they only showed the audio, then they showed the video, and it was all him interacting with people, and it was hysterical, and it was very funny. But when I first heard that, I was like, oh my God, this is awful.
Yeah.
You know, so – but again, that was never officially released, the pun part of it, the big joke. It just kind of came out. So I don't see why this would be funny, like why they'd make this funny. But
you're saying it's a possibility.
Yeah, we got to wait and see. We haven't heard, they weren't on this to put this fire out right away. So that's my red flag. Like, why was not anyone like WB coming out, putting the fire out fast? I don't know.
I know that you are in studio right now, Ryan, and with fellow producers, but if you are able to talk, I would love to get your opinion, same questions on if this could result in him getting fired and if this should result in Ezra Miller getting fired.
Holy cow. I mean, I think a few things. The video is really bad. It's horrible. Like I was talking about it for a half hour with all the producers here yesterday because I had just seen it for the first time yesterday. I've been just really busy over here. I haven't been able to go on social that much. But it's wild. And I really do think we need some kind of statement or explanation, or this might just be something that's going to be talked about for a while. I know right now, since we're all in quarantine, there's not a lot of interviews going on. But you know the first question the next time Ezra Miller is talking to anyone is going to be about this. So.
Ryan, to your point, your very good point, because the next thing to be got is Wonder Woman, and the press are going to go all over her about this, and it's because she's lumped in with the Justice League and the DCEU, like, you know, your fellow co-star, Ezra Miller. Like, this is a major, I think WB's, if this is real, WB is thanking their lucky stars we're in a quarantine right now, and no one's really focusing on that, because this would be a huge thing.
Do you think any members of the Justice League texted him?
Ray Fisher was like, brother, what the heck? How are you doing?
Also, that's not social distancing what he was doing. He was pretty close to her. Like,
yeah.
That is my confusion, though, Ryan, about when that video was taken. I'm unclear about if that was taken during social distancing. It seemed like the publications were saying that it was, but I don't know that we know that.
It's a great question. I think that will provide a lot of context. Is this something that happened a while ago and is just surfacing now? Or is this something that happened very recently?
I would not be surprised if this comes out and it was some bit or something, you know?
Right.
I hope so. I hope that's what it is.
I hope so too.
I just think that would have come out by now.
I know, Ryan, but we just have so much people wanting to do things for internet and sensation. And we're in a slow, like you said, slow news cycle. There's nothing going on.
Ryan, to answer the question though, could this result in him being fired from Flash?
I definitely think this could. This is a physical assault on someone. Obviously, we need more of the details, but whenever there is a physical altercation for anything, someone can lose a job.
Ryan.
In any job. Yeah.
Right.
Ryan brings up a good point. It's like, this was a physical assault. Why were cops not involved?
Yeah, I saw somebody in the chat saying that there's not a police investigation going on right now, and obviously there should be.
And that's the news sources, like every news source, they have access to the police blotter and what comes out in a police report. So that means a police report wasn't filed. Police report, nothing even was called to it. Like, they would have known that police were called to an incident at so-and-so. So no cops were ever called. And this means that girl didn't, an hour later, go back and say, hey, I need to report this police, and he was investigating. So that never happened.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Ryan, any thoughts on if he should? Do you think that this should result in him losing his job?
Oh, I do think it is too early to tell. I need more information. I need to know when this video was, who this person was. You got to take all the possibilities into consideration. Like, if this is one of his best friends and they're doing a bit, that's one thing.
Right.
But you look at the video, you hear her head go against the wall and then go to the ground. Like, it's really bad. So, I definitely think it could result in that. I think it's too early to tell to have, like, a final judgment.
All right. Well, we definitely know one thing. We will be keeping you guys posted here on DC Movie News as anything else comes out about this situation. But if you are watching this after the fact, let us know what you think in the comments. Is this real? Is this not? Is Indy our third host on the show?
Look at him. If I don't give him 100% attention all the time, that's what I get.
Well, he's a little needy, but it's not too bad to be needy during this time of quarantine.
I trust me, he's helping me get through this.
All right. Well, somebody who's not very needy, I don't know what that transition is, but we'll just ride with it.
Well, you're not the king of segs, kiddo. That's me.
Okay, it's Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves doesn't seem like a very needy person. Knows exactly what he wants, goes in, pitches it, figures it out for himself. He did a lot of talking this week as he did an interview with Nerdist and was talking to Deadline and had a few different things to say.
Is it really loud? Can you really hear it loud?
I would say yes.
I would say probably louder than anything else on the mic right now.
I would go with a hard yes. Is it really loud?
It's a yes from me.
That's going to be a yes from me, dog. Oh, that was the best. Wait, Mike just missed my better joke.
Mike, you missed it.
What happened? What'd I miss?
Oh, come on, Mikey Christmas.
There's
going to be a yes from me, dog, like a Randy Jackson, but it's an actual dog.
Oh, and she asked when we asked how loud she was, she's like, yes, that's a yes from me, dog?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm glad I missed that one.
When you have to repeat the joke, it doesn't feel as good. All right. So let's talk about what Matt Reeves has been saying about the Batman.
He's been saying a lot. He's been Chatty Cathy this week.
He's been Chatty Cathy. What's wrong with being Chatty Cathy during
nothing?
Halloween?
He's got nothing else to do right now.
So they're talking about where they are in the process. He says, we're not officially editing right now. We've actually shot a quarter of the movie, and I have been pouring through dailies, looking at takes and what's to come. And when he was asked if Batman would be required to relocate to outside of the UK to continue and complete filming, he said, it's way too early to say. I can't imagine we wouldn't finish in London. The situation is fluid. Yeah. He also expects to leave the script he penned with Mattson Tomlin untouched amid the pause in production. He says, quote, it took me 2 years to work on that story, and it's a very specific mystery noir that's been really thought out by me and my partners. So this is part of what he talked about this week. Mikey, any thoughts on that?
Go ahead. I think he's saying exactly what think about how long we were in that pre-production phase. We're like, when are we going to get about this script? When do we get this script? So he spent, like you said, 2 years, and it's a murder mystery, you know, a noir thing. So there's lots of pieces involved. It's not like it's a straight up action flick. So you don't want to go tinkering with I think of murder mysteries like a Jenga puzzle. You pull one piece out, it all comes tumbling down. So he knows what he's shooting, and I think that's a sign of a great filmmaker. Some filmmakers might take this time to like, oh, well, I didn't like that act, but we had to start filming, so I'm going to rework this. Okay. I think that's a good sign. I think they're probably
frustrated. Don't second guess yourself too much during this time. The reason you guys are stopped is because of a global pandemic, not because something was wrong with production.
I think that's what he's saying. He's like, I'm not changing anything. We went forward. We finally, because think about this, because we were like, when is WB going to announce start? We always says like, let them write the film they want to write. So they got that. They had that 2-year time. Now they've got the film. people will drive to see this movie whenever it comes out. Take your time with it. Like, you know, let them. Yeah. He's not going to take things. You know, he's probably frustrated. He's like, I want to get back to filming. We're filming a quarter of the film, and now I can't do anything. I mean, maybe Pattinson's probably, you know, hopefully he's, you know, working out and training still, and Zoe Kravitz and the people involved are keeping active so that when they kept filming, get back up, there's no lull or something, you know?
Well, the way that the actual movie came to be, he started talking about more this week. He said, quote, I'm going to pitch the version of Batman that I would do, which is going to have a humanist bent. And who knows if they'll have any interest. If they don't, then I won't do it. And that'll be okay. I was really lucky that they said yes. So what do you take of that, Mikey? A humanist bent?
I don't know, Rox. I don't know what to think about that. What do you think? What do you think? Let me get your opinion first.
Well, I can give you more of what he said and see if this helps explain the quote a little bit. He said, it's not even like that's an approach that I take. Like it's some kind of idea, who wouldn't it be great, or some kind of idea, wouldn't it be great? It's sort of the thing that allows me to understand how to do it. I can only understand where the camera goes and how to talk about the story, how to write the story, how to talk to the actors. If I understand emotionally what it is I have to do, otherwise I'd be lost. So a humanist
that confused me even more, Roxy.
Yeah, I'll be honest, a little bit.
I did read something. I don't know if we have it in the notes where he had said it is definitely not his origin.
So people, we are going to talk about that next. Yes, okay. That was in an interview with Nerdist, but we can get right into it because
jump into that because that might tie all together for me then.
Okay, so he was speaking to, I believe it was to Nerdist about this when he said, I wanted to do not an origin tale.
Right.
But a tale that would still acknowledge his origins in that it formed who he is. Like this guy, he's majorly struggling, and this is how he's trying to rise above that struggle. But that doesn't mean that he even fully understands, you know, it's that whole idea of the shadow self and what's driving you and how much of that you can incorporate and how much of it you're doing that you're unaware of. So he said straight up, he's not doing an origin story, right. But he wants to acknowledge the origins. Mikey, what are you thinking that means? Flashbacks?
No, I hope we're not going to see those pearls again. We've seen that so many times.
Let's take an over-under on this one. What are the chances we see the pearls again? I want a percentage.
Well, they're going to be in there. But we haven't seen, but we've not heard anything about his parents being cast. In a flash, his parents being cast. So I don't know. It just seems like it's in every iteration of the character we've seen it.
Yeah. And you know? Honestly, at this, I was fighting against it, raging against it for so long. But if it fits in the movie,
it's who he is. It makes up the driving force of why he's Batman. So it's,
I would say if we have to guess yes or no, are the pearls going to hit the floor? My bet is yes. Yes, they will hit the
floor.
Let
the pearls hit the floor. Let the pearls hit the floor. Let the pearls. Yeah, we'll see.
Good DJ set we just did.
We'll see it in there.
I think so too. So your official bet is yes, they will.
Yeah. I think we
do. All right. This is on record. Remember this. Ryan, will the pearls hit the floor?
I'm going to go with an artistic intro where it's like a montage and we're seeing pearls fly, similar to what they did in Batman vs. Superman, but more Matt Reeves-esque.
Okay.
Well, all right. Do you like this idea of touching on his origins but not doing an origin story?
I think you have to.
Yeah, I mean, if he's doing a murder mystery as well, I mean, that kind of speaks to the core of who he is. I mean, maybe the murder he's investigating is similar to the murder of his parents. We have nothing to go off of, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just excited the fact that it's a detective story. That's something we haven't seen with Batman yet. Even as great as the Nolan films were and the Burton stuff, he's never been a detective, and which is, you know, one of his biggest things that he is. And that's what they focused on. So it's exciting.
Going over to the chat for a second, first and foremost, obviously most importantly, Daniel Drew says, good song. So yeah, we just put together a hit. Right. We're getting some percentages in here. Sad SQ says 50%. Sky Patterson says 60%. Jenna James, 45%. David Ibarretta says you should bet something, but we're on the same side. We all think the pearls are going to hit the floor. So maybe if we can get Adam to disagree with us,
yeah,
then maybe, possibly. By the way, guys, to all of the 150 plus people that are in here right now, don't forget.
Oh man, wow, guys.
Thumbs up this video, like it, subscribe, leave a comment after the fact. If you're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are, 5 stars. And let us know what you guys are thinking about DC movie news, your thoughts on Ezra Miller, your thoughts on the Batman, and your thoughts on this next topic, which is Ray Fisher, who admitted that he has not seen the Snyder Cut. So we cannot do a week of DC movie news without, of course, talking about the Snyder Cut.
Right.
And since we are in quarantine right now, what better do we have to talk about? So Ray Fisher said that he has not seen it. He said that at some point he was offered to, but then he couldn't. His quote is, timing wise, I don't think things have really worked out. There was one point in time where I was supposed to watch it, but some stuff came up and unfortunately it was not an option for me. Who knows? I might see it soon. End quote. What do you make of the "I might see it soon" aspect of that, Mike?
I think he's great friends, and they've gone on to say him and Snyder. I mean, everyone that works with Snyder seems to love him and have those great personal relationships with him. And I think Snyder's probably said, "Hey, sucks you couldn't make that last time, but when you want to see it, you know, let's do it." I think that's what I make of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that he has not seen it to this point?
I am. He Me of too. All the cast. I give me one second. That's a plumber. Give me. We talk about it. Come out.
Wow. The only thing that Indy likes less than our show is the plumber arriving. I think a good mute situation might be nice over there. So Ryan, I'll ask you the same thing. Yeah. What do you think? Are you surprised that Ray Fisher has not seen the Snyder Cut? Because he has been. Release the Snyder Cut.
Yes, I'm kind of surprised about this. The Snyder Cut, obviously, it's the thing we talk about every week. Like you were just saying, some people think it's a joke. Don't take it too seriously. I've been really curious to see if there actually is one out there. Whether we'll see it or not, it'll hit the light of day. Always up in the air. Probably won't. But there were a bunch of cast members from Snyder's films that did come and say, like, I've seen it or I've seen parts of it, and I thought we're really giving this movement a lot of light, and he was one of them. So I was pretty surprised to hear he hasn't seen it.
I don't know if you saw this, Ryan, but today it came out that I'll wait till Mikey's with us. Actually,
sorry,
that's okay, Mikey. So today it came out, and this isn't going to seem relevant at first, but it might seem relevant after that. Today it came out that Friends is not going to be ready in time for the launch of HBO Max. So HBO Max is launching in May. Friends was supposed to film the end of March, and they are not going to be able to film it. HBO Max is going to continue with their schedule to launch in May. Do you think, because that was the through polls and different people, different publications saying that was the number one reason people were joining HBO Max was for the launch of the Friends reunion. Do you think that this could be even more of a reason to release the Snyder Cut with the launch of HBO Max? And why is that making Ryan laugh so hard?
He's laughing at the dogs that you can find still here.
Dogs are cracking me up.
They're
right now
in the back room, locked in the door, and that's how loud he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you guys think that? Is it possible that we get a Snyder Cut with the launch of HBO Max, especially after the
I don't think so,
Friends?
Roxy.
No? Okay.
No. But I mean, we did see that April Fool's joke that HBO Max did post about that. You guys saw that, right?
No.
You didn't see that?
It was so trolly. Yeah.
They tweeted, like, you know, hey, we're all stuck inside, we've got a special treat for you guys, the Snyder Cut. They had a fake poster and everything. HBO Max, the official thing, did it.
I can't believe I didn't see that.
I can't believe we didn't talk about it.
No.
Mike, I don't know if it was the official HBO Max. I think someone made an account to look just like HBO Max. So, but
I'm gullible,
it got a lot of traction. And I think HBO Max had to reply saying, no, we don't have that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Well, trolls will be trolls will be trolls, as we all know here. Talking a little bit about Gal Gadot, because Gal Gadot did a entire article for Vogue, in which I suggest you guys read it, because she really is a beautiful person. And she talks about Wonder Woman several times throughout. But the thing that really caught my attention that I thought was so interesting was what she said about how it made her decide that she wanted to have another baby. So this is what she said. When I was told I got the part in Wonder Woman, I had just landed in New York and I was at the airport. And the first phone call I made was to Jaron. I think that's how you say his name. And we were both super happy and shouting and screaming. And then I told him toward the end of the conversation, after I shoot the movie, I want us to have another baby. And then when I got home to LA, he said, that was such an interesting comment. And I said, why? And he said, you're funny, because like the higher you get, the more. And then she kind of stops herself and says, if you imagine a kite, right? If it flows really well, my instinct is to tie the string to the ground. It's hard for me to translate because we were having the conversation in Hebrew, but it's like the more successful I get, the more I want to plant my roots and make sure everything is balanced and still focused on the important things in life, which for me is family. And I thought that was such an interesting way of looking at it, that the first thing she does, she books the part of Wonder Woman, and she talks about Ursula in the article not thinking she was going to get it, and you know, all the times that she had to go in. And the first thing that happens, she gets this part, and immediately she decides, I want another baby. And it's interesting too that the baby aspect of Wonder Woman made it into the film as well. So I thought that was kind of beautiful.
That is.
I just want to share it.
She's a really interesting voice in Hollywood right now. Easily one of the biggest stars. I think like right behind Margot Robbie is probably Gal Gadot. And yeah.
Do you think that Margot Robbie is a bigger star than Gal Gadot?
Yeah, at this point, because Margot Robbie has a lot more films than Gal does on her own. Mm-hmm. Like, Gal hasn't opened up a film on her own yet outside of Wonder Woman.
Right. Yeah.
So
okay.
That's the only reason why. You know, nothing. She's also been going a lot longer than Gal has.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think it's refreshing to hear her share something like that in an interview with Vogue. And I just think it makes her more relatable in a time where I feel like we're all in a similar situation with the quarantine. This just makes her that much more relatable.
Speaking about her being such a true star, Kristen Wiig also added, saying, because you guys know, obviously, she's her co-star in Wonder Woman. She said when she met her at the governor's ball in Los Angeles a couple of years ago, quote, she walks into a room and you're like, is that person real? But she's such a weirdo in the best way and so kind, such a loyal, beautiful friend. I mean, the text and voice messages she sends make me laugh so hard. They're the highlight of my day. That's always really sweet to see two co-stars getting along so well. So that is an article I suggest you guys read. Vogue, again, it came out yesterday, so check it out. And she talks more things, Wonder Woman, family. They did the interview prior to quarantine, so it doesn't mention anything about quarantine. But yeah, I think that's all the time that we have for DC movie news today. No TV time for the day. There's not much going on, a couple new episodes, but we'll talk more about that next week. Mikey, I know that we're pushing people over to the Twitter.
Yeah.
I will say that anybody in here right now who says that they followed Mikey, so at Mike Kalinowski _ on Twitter, I will shout out as we are leaving. So go follow Mike Kalinowski _ on Twitter. If you come in here and say you did that, no liars, I'll know. I don't know how I'll know, but I'll know. And if you go and do that right now, we will give you a shout out as we exit the show. Mike, where are the other places? You said you're going to post this on your Instagram and your YouTube.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you?
My Instagram is at Mike Kalinowski. I won't change that. I'll leave that the same. YouTube is Mike Kalinowski, and now Mike Kalinowski, my old account is still there. At Mike Kalinowski is still there. I'm not going to get rid of it, but at Mike Kalinowski _ is my new account. Pass that along, guys. Please forward that to everyone you can. I'm going to try and reach out. I think what I'm going to do is during quarantine rocks, I'm going to go through all my followers and just tweet out to them individually with that message. Hey, this is still me. Please follow me again. I mean, I got
the
time.
That's what I think you should do.
I got the time. I got almost 9,000 people to do it to, so You know, I value my fans, so, and I value my followers. So
it's so frustrating. Ryan Peterson just followed you. Sky Patterson's following you.
Thanks, guys.
Daniel Drew said followed him 10 minutes ago. Go Daniel Drew. Thank you guys all for following and following Mike. I feel so bad for you, dude, during this time. It's not just it's not a vanity thing. It's part of your livelihood.
That's
so not it's being like, able to promote is, yeah. And even for this show, you know, you want to be able to tweet out.
Like Roxy, I'm not like you guys, like in the sense where this is, you know, your audience. It's a fan base, but it's also people. Give me one second. All right.
In the middle of his heartfelt goodbye. I don't even know that we'll be here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Doom Tribe T, who followed him as well.
I can grab it, guys. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
This is iconic.
All right, I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
What's wrong? I got a plumbing issue. My shower was backed up.
It's amazing.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
My shower.
Fixed. It's very challenging for people to fix anything these days.
I know. You ever take a shower and a thing, the water doesn't drain? It sucks.
Eric Frederick says, we got your back, Mike.
But actually what I was saying, like, with you guys, like, you know, God, for if this happened to someone like you, that...
I would be
like,
in big
for me, it's an audience. It's an audience, but I do not make it's not my livelihood, per se.
Well,
but it is.
But I'm saying able to promote yourself.
No, because... sure. I was looking, like, and I'm starting with this book that I'm writing. And this, I've always thought about this, like, Phil, who used to be with AfterBuzz, Phil, you know, Steven.
Yes.
B-Tech, like, he's this great coach. And he always talks about, you know, building an audience. He says, you don't need hundreds of thousands of followers. You need 1,000 dedicated followers. And I've been very fortunate that my 8,000 followers were people that I connect with and that that know me. So I'm going to build it back up and hopefully get back. And, you know, the Schmodown, that's a massive part of it. And that's hundreds of, you know, 1,000 people. So
we'll
get
out
back
to
there.
Pardis, Jesu Dawson. There were more people when you were gone. Sad, SQ, who followed. We appreciate you guys. And also they want to know the plumber's Twitter handle. So if we could post that for next week, that would be great.
These boys are laying pipe. That's what it's called.
Weston Ira followed you.
Hashtag laying pipe.
Ryan is at Ryan Nilsson? Wow, I can't believe...
R-Y-N-I-L-S-E-N.
Clearly his stalker. I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer, and we'll see you guys next. What?
Do you believe this? I was looking at Twitter handles, which again, do you not believe someone took the Twitter handle at Mikey Christmas? You believe that crap? At Mikey Christmas, someone took it?
Don't you think that they just are also named Mikey and they like Christmas?
That's ridiculous.
Cool. Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Panther 7 just followed as well.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you this entire
Roxy,
time.
Roxy, I got plumbing issues. I got two dogs going on. I'm stuck cooped in my house. I'm a stay-at-home dad now with two damn dogs, and I'm trying to keep this house running for that when my woman comes home, I've got a meal cooked for her. More of my world's exploding, Roxy. I don't know what's going on here anymore.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We'll see you
next week for DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.